Getting everything set up. Oh, good morning. Stop in for work. Oh, we stop in for a bit before I head out to work. Yes, it's early for Matthew. Thank you, Matthew, for coming and stopping in and saying hello. Hi, Julie. Hi, Kim. Hello, ladies. So we got Matthew and the girls are hanging out with us. So this is really cool. You want that area that's really important to you to be in focus. So taking your f-stop to the prime of your lens, and you can always look that up. I have a 100 millimeter macro lens. Basically, from the research that I have done, they're saying f8 is pretty much the golden spot of that lens, the sharpest part of the how the glass is cut. So when I focus stack, my goal is always to have f8. Then I work on the shutter speed. Then I work on the ISO. And if I still am like having hard times with light, I will add a flash. And yes, Kim, we're going to next month. I'll give you a little tidbit. We're going to work on the macro ring light, which she wanted to do. So we're going to do a workshop on the ring light next month. But I usually try not to tell you guys, but I couldn't help it. So Kim's here. I had to tell her. So anyways, I just want you to do a little research too, because what I'd like to do is I'm going to share with you, I've got two setups real quick. I'm going to share with you some basic focus stacking. I'd like you guys to go find whatever you have. I brought these two subjects out just to share with you. See how big, see this right in here and how long this is. If you want something to focus stack with this, wait until I do the more advanced focus stacking, because it's just, personally, I don't like Photoshop when you get into really big. There's a lot of work to do. I mean, you can still do it in Photoshop by placing things around and doing a lot of stuff, but I just, for right now, it's basic. So when you see something like this, don't get that around your house. Get something flatter like this if you want to go flat into it, or go look, go outside and maybe get a leaf, and then you can angle your lens, because if you angle your lens, you still will not get as much in focus. So you can angle it and practice that way. So when we get off of the call, just look for whatever I got. I'm going to share with you guys what I got, just some basic stuff. This is not for portfolio. This is just for us to really understand the concepts and what's going on. I'm going to keep my phone next to me. I'm actually going to shoot in between this, and I will look at the forum and the Facebook to see if you guys have questions and show pictures of what you're doing. I'll share some pictures of what I'm doing, and we'll definitely play. And then if you guys want to get on real quick, I did a second crowdcast, and you can jump on with me if you want. No big if you don't want to. But we will definitely, I will answer your questions for sure. We'll answer questions now. You know, go down to the question which says ask a questions or hover by your name, and then you can ask a question. I promise I will answer them. And then if you have questions as you're shooting. So in order to increase what's in focus, that's why we have to focus stack. And in order to do that, we're going to take pictures in increments. And we're overlapping what's in focus. So when we tell Photoshop to merge it together, there won't be any spaces that are out of focus. And that's another problem that a lot of people have. They don't take enough shots. This is one of the reasons why I think in the beginning, just like I always say in the beginning of macro shooting, you should always take your stuff indoors so you don't have the wind. You know, you're just learning how to do the stack. So it's not about wind. You got it on a tripod. You're just really taking time. Tether what we're going to do today, tether Lightroom, so you can have a big view of what you're photographing instead of the little teeny thing on your camera. That's too small when you're really getting into focus stacking. Even when it comes to doing landscape, I do focus stack in landscape. If you guys have a subject, say something really cool, like a beautiful rock or something that's right there in the beginning, and you try to get that in focus, and then the middle and the background is just, it goes out of focus. So we need to focus stack in landscape also. So that's important to make sure you get enough. It's you know, you're not film. You could take tons of shots, just increment slowly and get those beautiful landscapes. And one of the things, once you get it down of getting everything in focus and learning how to get from corner to corner, this is a tool that I actually had to learn in college. My professor was taught by Ansel Adams, and Ansel Adams only had everything in focus. I don't know if but anyway, so this professor was just like corner to corner, everything in focus. And then I totally went opposite. So, but what I would like you guys to do is try to get everything in focus. Now, when we go into the creative spin of doing, you know, your stacking, then fine, you know, you get what you want in focus, and then the rest of it can go out of focus for creativity. But for the workshop, it's about really trying to get as much as you can in focus and playing with it. Okay, so you're going to have a tripod. I'm going to be on Lightroom, so some of the shots will be shot from Lightroom, but if you don't, I'll show you my shutter release. You should use a shutter release, because if you're doing macro, it's, and landscape too, you know, you don't want to move stuff, because when you move things, it's hard for Photoshop to line stuff up when it gets really funky. You're going to manual focus everything. I have a focus rack. I'll share with you guys that. And also, I'm going to, let's see. So focus rack, or you will have to change your lens manually to get everything in focus. If you plan on doing more macro, I would really suggest a focus rack if that's really what you want to get into, because every time you touch, you know, say you touch the camera itself, then you can move things. And you guys saw that from the last workshop we had. It's so easy to move stuff. So what we'll do is we'll start. The best way to do it is you start with the subject. You start at, here's my lens. You start with the closest part to your lens. You'll start there, what's in focus. So we're going to go over there, and we're going to look. I'm going to look at my subject, and I'm going to say, what is the closest part to my lens? And I'm going to start from there to get in focus. And then I'm going to slowly change things and go farther back till, say, this is in focus. So this would be in focus first, because that's closer to the lens. And then what I would do is just take shots and keep going till I got everything that I wanted in focus towards the back. So you always think of your subject that's closest to your lens, and then you just go all the way back to the basically background. Depending on how you're shooting, if you're shooting this way or if you're shooting this way, then this is the closest part to your lens, and you start here, and then you would go this way, right? So you just always think, what's the closest?